The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, my husband, DJ Automatic, went to the store and came home with 4 pints of ice cream. Not one, the flavor I like. Good morning. It's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I was trying to do you a favor. DJ Automatic.
Oh, I go by Anthony A.
Oh, I like that. I like that argument.
No,
oh,
do you know Dana? What? Because I'm sick of you and this whole ice cream thing. It's been going on since last night. And what happened was is the ice cream was on sale for $2.50. Anybody who knows that they buy... We'll just say the ice cream that starts with an H. It's usually $7 to $8.
And I was just like... Just say Häagen-Dazs.
Okay. I didn't want to get in the free plug, but you go ahead.
Just say it.
Okay. So Häagen-Dazs is usually like $8 a pint. It was on sale for $2. Of course, it was run through. No, there was barely any left.
And I was like, ran through the Häagen-Dazs, bro.
Well, because it was $2, so everyone was buying it. And Dana likes strawberry ice cream. Guess what? There was no strawberry ice cream left, so I couldn't buy it for
him. The worst part is he came home with every kind he liked.
I like all kinds of ice cream. No, there was peanut butter and chocolate, and I didn't buy it for that reason because I knew you were going to say, oh, because you only like that one.
He says to me, I got this kind, I got that kind. I said, what kind did you get me? And his response was, well, you love cookie dough. I don't eat cookie dough ice cream. I never have the entire time that we've been together. And I saw him think, that might be somebody else. I swear.
That's not what happened.
Yes, it was. So you know what I did? Hold on.
Maybe it was Ava that likes cookie dough.
I was on your side.
Hold on. What I did is I ordered DoorDash. And I got me my goddamn strawberry Häagen-Dazs ice cream delivered to my front door.
I'm going to pay $8 for this pint of ice cream somewhere.
It's probably like $12.
Yeah, dude, with the delivery fee and everything.
All the money I saved, all the money you wasted.
I downloaded it for the first time. There was no delivery fee.
Okay, whatever, though. Listen, Dana, sometimes, though, when you're shopping for your woman at the grocery store, it is stressful.
Stressful? And he wasn't shopping
after she already sent you to the grocery store to buy a bunch of vegetables. I bought you all the vegetables you needed.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you forgot. No,
I got the vegetables.
No, I wrote everything down, and he still forgot the green chili.
I was distracted by the ice cream there in the same aisle. I was like, oh, dang, $2 for ice cream?
This is already a dysfunctional Sunday.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that I didn't get any ice cream or green chili.
Makes me
look at your text message and think of your wife. How about that? Not just yourself, peanut butter face. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with International Day of Awesomeness, which is not in here.
Eating that ice cream was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure yours was. Mine was too.
It was delicious, and I'm glad you didn't get any.
It's also pack your own lunch day, so that's...
Take care of your own damn stuff.
You know what? I'm going to have you take care of your own lunch from now on.
I was just kidding.
We have National Mario Day, because it's, March 10th. You know, Mario, March
10th. Oh, Mario! Think of all the spinoffs from Mario.
Shout out to Mario.
Wasn't Donkey Kong the original?
Oh, yes. Mario made his first appearance in the Donkey Kong
game.
And we have a great American to honor today, Harriet Tubman Day. Harriet Tubman Day.
Hopefully they put her on a $20 bill. We're fighting for that.
Let's go and wrap it up on National Middle Name Pride Day. You're
supposed to have pride in your middle name?
That's cool. I'm a Francisco.
My dad definitely had pride in his name because all the boys in my family are named Thomas.
Every one of them.
My dad must have taken the lead from George Foreman.
Should I not have done that?
I don't understand how you're going to name every kid after yourself.
Sick.
Your dad loved himself, didn't he?
Loved himself.
Hey, got to give it to Thomas. Got to give it to Thomas.
I didn't even know that was an option.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about David and Veronica in today's Down in the DM breakdown. This was one of the craziest Down in the DMs we ever had. David called us because his girl Veronica is getting messages on Instagram and whatnot. But I want to talk about something real quick. David has been, he cheated in the past.
Oh.
So he thinks Veronica's trying to pay him back. Here's how the first part of that Down in the DM went.
I don't know what she's doing, but I know she got a DM on Instagram from a dude I never met. And I want to know who the guy is.
Are you sure this isn't just you being a little paranoid about your own behavior in the past?
No. This isn't about me. This is about Veronica and her f***ing bullshit. I'm tired of it.
So here's how that Down in the DM went.
Like, we just need to link up already.
The only thing I'm really interested in is if I'm eligible for this promotion or not.
Hold on. Veronica, I certainly don't want to interfere with anything going on at work. Obviously, this is something that you're trying to, accomplish moving up. Hey, David, I think John has something to do with her job. This woman is talking to someone at work, and he starts to lose it, and it gets worse as we continue the conversation.
You're talking to some dude.
No, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm up for promotion. This is stupid. Like, I can't talk to anyone. I can't work late. I can't even go to the grocery store.
Oh, my God. Don't cry. Don't turn this around, you lying bitch.
Hey, watch your mouth. You made this whole thing up in your head. Calm down.
I was trying to put it on her, dude. Your girl's not doing anything wrong.
Chill out.
No, bro.
We're done. Bye.
Automatic hung up the phone. And Anthony, you did a great job. Like, you realize right away, this woman is not cheating.
Why'd you have to tell him you're going to put it down on his girl, though?
You know what, though, scary? I talked to Veronica after we actually kept her on hold. And she said that he's becoming more and more jealous and starting to track her. And I said, you gotta leave. She left the guy, okay? She left him.
This part of cheating, or, you know, stepping down on your partner, is something people don't think about, is like the return guilt and your worry of karma coming back to get you. Like, this is the side of cheating. Like, he's so shook because of what he did.
Yeah.
That he's acting crazy. And this is something that people don't talk about. This is what happens when you step out and you're dishonest.
Guilt is one of the strongest human emotions.
David is making Veronica pay again for his own
discretions.
Exactly. Indiscretions.
Yes.
You know, we're taking calls right now. Hi, who's this on line two?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's going on, Mama?
I just wanted to say that I had flashbacks too just now. And I'm telling you, either he's cheating on her or he's doing drugs or both. And he is very dangerous.
Is this from personal experience that you're sharing this?
Oh, yes.
Talk to me. Tell me what happened.
I had an ex that he was always accusing me of cheating on him. And it turned out he was the one cheating on me. And he was on meth. And I didn't know that.
Gosh.
So after we broke up, and when I finally told him I'd had enough and to get out of the house, he started to come for me. But my best friend at the time, who's now my husband, was sitting on the couch, and my ex was afraid of him. So instead of hitting me, he put four holes in the wall.
You think, get away from him, don't be around him. It's not normal to behave like that.
I think she should never be alone with him ever again.
Okay.
She should always have someone with her.
I appreciate that advice, and I understand exactly what you're saying. And sometimes we are so trusting of someone because we think, oh, you know, this person will never hurt me, but it can happen. It can really, yeah, we hear about it all the time. So when you finally got out, how long have you been married now?
26 years.
Dang, girl. It worked out. It worked out for you.
He's the love of my life, and he treats me like a queen, and he's my king, and that's all there is.
And that's the way it should be. Thank you for sharing your story. Yes. Congratulations. I'm so happy that you're happy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I'm glad you're happy too.
Me too. I'm glad I'm happy too.
Damn, the only thing I really took away from that call was that her ex was a pioneer in the meth game.
No!
I'm like, 26 years ago, I didn't even know people were doing meth 26 years ago.
Everyone wants a date a character from Breaking Bad until you're in it.
Hey, luckily Veronica left the relationship, and anybody listening who's in something like that, run, get away, get out. All right, that's your Down to the DM breakdown.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Attention, animal lovers. There is a pet in need of adoption. A gang cat was just released from a Mexican prison, and this tatted up pet needs a home.
What?
What the fuck?
So yeah, there's this cat. He's got gang tattoos. He was in a Mexican prison in Ciudad Juarez. And when they did this raid, police were like, oh my gosh, this poor cat. In all reality, he's been mistreated. He's covered in gang tattoos.
Yeah, oh, nah, put
I'm
him back
showing
in.
Automatic.
Lock him
Anthony.
Back up, dog.
That cat looks hard as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, put the cat back, bro.
He will definitely shank you.
First of all, you can't really even trust cats to begin with. And
a
cartel cat?
No!
Yeah, no way, no way. This
Nobody's
is
taking
like,
that cat home.
This is like complete injustice. You know, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe he got off. Like, I'm feeling the outrage.
No, I think someone should adopt this pet because he was mistreated by the gang members. Now we can give him second chances for everybody,
there
even
you go.
Cats.
All right,
that
well, you
cat would cut your neck in your sleep.
Check the photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram. He's up for adoption right now.
All right, well, let's go to Chicago. Where a woman recently appeared on TLC's My Strange Addictions. And her name is Keisha, and she is addicted to eating toilet paper. She does eat up to 75 sheets a day.
Oh my gosh.
She's probably constipated.
Oh man, dude.
All right, you guys know that long distance relationships are hard, right?
Yep.
Yes, automatic, I know.
So a university student in China invented a remote kissing device. It's basically a robotic silicone lips that sends a message to your distant boo. So basically you have two sets of silicone lips. and you can kiss your phone, and okay. It will kiss their phone back.
So if me and you were in a long-distance relationship, I would send you one pair of the kissy lips.
No.
Like you, but you would have the it's an yeah. actual thing, right?
It's an actual thing and that attaches to your phone.
Yeah, and if you're imagining it right now, it kind of looks like a flashlight, but on the end of the flashlight, it's like silicone fake lips.
Anthony, if you...
It looks like a fleshlight is what it looks like.
That's disgusting. If you and DJ Automatic were in a relationship, this show wouldn't be happening right now.
Oh, come on, dude. Don't get so selfish right now.
We just want to share an intimate dude. Moment, okay?
Oh,
it's just
my
a
God.
Phone kiss.
I was going to send you Soulja Boy songs and be kissing through the phone.
Yeah, dude.
Gross!
Yeah.
I'm putting all the pictures of this stuff up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, including the gang cat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we had our Down in a DM breakdown where we take the most over-the-top and salacious Down in a DM of the week, and we break it down, plus we get some caller feedback. While today's DM breakdown was all about a man who was overly jealous and he was interfering with his lady's work life.
Yes.
All right, so that got us to talking about jealousy, but what we're going to do right now is we're going to break down signs of normal jealousy and unhealthy jealousy. All right, so welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
This is going to be a little bit of a bro down and a sensitive one at that, right?
Because
this is two men talking about jealousy and our inner insecurities.
Okay.
And this is good for overall men's health.
Okay.
I love this, dude. We're pioneers, DJ Automatic, of sensitivity and vulnerability.
I don't know about pioneers, but we're going to do it.
You don't want to be vulnerable pirates? I mean, no, I mean.
What kind of pirate are you talking about?
I meant vulnerable pioneers. Like, we're out
on
it.
Why do you have to say because you know exactly what I was like, what?
We're like on the Oregon Trail of emotions, baby.
Okay.
All right, we're helping homies across know that it's okay to feel things, dog. It's okay to feel the highs and the lows of life, especially when it comes to handling your partner. It don't matter if you like homies or if you like women. Whatever it is, you're going to deal with these normal issues. You get jealous. Everybody gets jealous.
And what is some normal, healthy things?
A normal, healthy jealous is if you see somebody being overly flirtatious with your partner.
And you just say something?
You're like, hey, bro. Yeah, you mean address it. Tell them, hey, this is how that made me feel. You don't have to act on it now. You can address your emotions. You ain't got to act on them. Okay,
so that's a healthy jealousy.
That's a healthy jealousy. That's something that everyone kind of goes to when we're saying healthy jealousy. Another one is your partner's thriving and you may be in a bad place career-wise or some other stuff going on with your family life or something like that.
Well, then you're just being a hater.
A little bit, but it's
get your game going.
But it happens, though. Have you been on that side? I've been on that side before.
Yeah, I guess. No, you're right.
When I was dating this promo model, she's up on stage in the VIP booth with 2 Chainz and I'm here side trying to get in with my little media credential that's not even good for that day.
Yeah.
I was in a bad place, bro. You ever seen 2 Chainz entourage dancing your girl?
Thank God my wife is good to me.
God, dude. All right. And another thing that's normal to feel jealous about is if you feel left out of a plan or an activity or a trip, like when I was left out of 2 Chainz VIP section.
Yeah. All right? And your girl was right up in there.
No, don't say right up in there like that, dude.
You made it sound that way.
Okay. All right. Yes. Don't make me relive that moment, DJ Automatic. And some unhealthy jealousy is doubting the relationship all the time. When you feel like, this is going to end because of this, or you look in and see way more negatives than positives, you're overthinking. You should not be constantly surveilling the relationship or screening, which is number 2 on the list of unhealthy jealousies. And the last one is there's no personal boundaries with your relationship.
Okay.
If there's no personal boundaries, expand
on the personal boundaries.
Like you have no alone time. You feel even like when you're away from the person that you're kind of suffocated by them. Well, one of my exes used to do to me is if they would see me post on social media before I replied back to them on a text message.
Oh.
Bro.
That sounds like toxic stuff.
That's
right
toxic.
There.
That's a new age toxic activity right there. But I mean, not.
But why didn't you respond to her first, though?
Because, fool. Come on, whose team are you on, dude? Whose team are you on, DJ
I just
Automatic?
Wanted to say that,
hey, you're a hater, dog. You're a hater, bro. That's unhealthy jealousy right there. And I'll leave you with this little gem. Don't forget, jealousy. It's an inside job.
Ooh.
Moment of enlightenment there for you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.